Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Carl Christensen, CEO and president of Altra Holdings. And the company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is AIMC. And Altra Holdings designs, produces, markets a wide range of mechanical power transmission products. Thanks for joining us today, Carl.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, the company was recently named to the Globe 100 top performing companies in Massachusetts. What were some of the contributing factors to the award?
Yeah, Juan, we formed the company in 2004, and since that time, we've doubled sales from around $300 million to around $600 million. We've expanded operations in the several geographic areas. We've more than tripled the operating income and had extremely good performance. We took the company public in 2006, and so we're very proud of the accomplishments we've had since the initial formation of the company.
Great. So, yeah, give us a brief overview of the company and some of the main products.
Sure. We're an industrial mechanical power transmission equipment, and the primary products that we manufacture are flexible couplings, which are used to connect a motor or an engine to a machine. Gearboxes is another product line that we produce, and that's used to typically used to reduce speed from a motor to a piece of equipment that you're driving, occasionally used to increase the speed. And then clutches and brakes, which are typically used to start and stop machinery. We also have a small line of bearings, and recently we've gotten into the linear motion business with a linear actuator product.
That's the great. Company. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's the primary products that the company offers.
Oh, okay. And so, talk about some of the trends right now in the market and how well positioned Altra is to capitalize on them.
Yeah, one of the trends that we're seeing is our customers are expanding geographically, and we're one of the largest manufacturers in this space, and we have a very good geographic presence and expanding geographically. So as our customers make acquisitions or expand their operations overseas, we're there to support them and can gain share that way. Another trend that we see is there's a lot more activity on the development side for suppliers. So many of our customers are essentially outsourcing some of their development work, and when they want to improve how their machines operate or reduce cost, they're relying more on our company to help them improve their products. So we've taken our new product sales from 5% of revenues when we started the company to nearly 14% of revenues in 2008.
That's great. And in terms of what differentiates Altra from other players in your sector?
One of them, as I mentioned, is size. We're number three in North America in industrial mechanical power transmission products, and that gives you very good relationships with the industrial distribution channel, as well as the reputation and cachet with the OEM customers. We've been around, most of our businesses have been around for more than 50 years, some of them for 150 years. So we have an outstanding reputation for quality, delivery, and performance. And so when a customer, you know, needs somebody and wants to rely on somebody to develop new products and products that work, they know they can count on our brands.
So sure sounds like it. And in terms of the company's growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look for more M&A activities?
Yeah, our compounded annual growth rate from 2004 has been around 20%, and 9 to 10 points came from organic growth activities, and the balance from M&A. And, you know, we like that type of balance. We think going forward, that, you know, 4 to 6% growth after we get through this global economic disaster we're in right now, that we think that, that's a good trend, and then we plan to get back on the acquisition track and grow through acquisition also.
Great. And in term, can you walk us through your background and experience, Carl, as well as that of some of the key management team at Ultra?
Sure. I have an engineering background. I have a master's degree in engineering and an MBA. I started in the industry while I was still in college working for Kollmorgen, which is now part of Danaher. And then I worked for Ingersoll Rand for 10 years. I worked for an industrial power transmission company called TV Woods for 10 years. And then I ran Kadon Bearings division of Kadon for 4 years before we formed Ultra. So I've been in the business all my life. And the management team that we have in place is, I think, really an excellent management team. We've had to, make some changes since 2004, but now we have a great team in place. We operate the company on 5 product platforms. Each one of the platform managers has been in the industry for the majority of their career and really know the businesses quite well and are doing an outstanding job for us. We have we also have some functional parts of the organization, sales and marketing. The gentlemen that run that have been in the industry for all of their careers and really are very, very well respected in the industry. And then our other staff functions, our CFO, I think is a world-class public company CFO, doing a great job for us.
I was going to say, what
sorry about that. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, what specific goals or milestones has the company, has management set for the company over the next year?
Yeah, with the global economic downturn, one of the goals that we've had is to delever the company and generate cash. And we have reduced working capital and improved the operating cash flow of the company, and have generated significant amount of cash. At the end of the first quarter, we had about $60 million in cash. So we're very, very proud of that. And we have also set the goal to improve our, we have a business process called the Ultra Business System that is really our lean manufacturing process. We have ramped up our activities there and increased the number of resources that we're putting on lean. We think this is a great time to accelerate those activities. We have plans to consolidate up to 6 manufacturing locations as part of our cost improvement plan, but we will not ignore the growth activities, and have tried to protect the engineering and sales resources necessary to continue the growth activities that we've, and the establishment that we've built in that area over the years.
And any other strategies for overcoming some of the challenges in the market right now?
The rationalization project and the lean, most of our activities are being driven through those two internal programs. We are continuing to expand geographically, and we've just signed a lease for a new facility in China. We will consolidate. We had 3 small facilities there. We're going to consolidate into 1 larger facility. They'll have additional space. So I guess expanding geographically would be the other area that we're focused on.
And in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the direction that the company is headed?
Yes, I think they do. I think we've tried to communicate to them, and we spent a substantial amount of time talking to investors about the plans that we're working on, and the upside potential when we get through this, and what we think are the permanent improvements we're putting in place in the business, so that when this does turn around, you know, we will create some significant shareholder value.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Carl Christensen, CEO and President of Altra Holdings. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is AIMC. That's AIMC on NASDAQ. Currently trading at $7.12 a share. And before we conclude, Carl, what are some of the key reasons why Altra Holdings represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think being one of the leaders in this industry, you know, we're a platform that that intends to grow. We're focused on this space. While this economic downturn has been challenging, long-term, this is a, we think, is a good space to be in. And, you know, we think that there's still some significant internal improvements we can make to improve the operating income, as well as additional acquisitions we can make to grow both the top and bottom line.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Okay. Thank you, Juan.